Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF, and let's go ahead and get to our phone as we're taking a break from Open Line, and we are talking to Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Looking, the weather outside looks perfect out there. 72 yeah. degrees. Cannot beat this weather right now. So, only supposed to get up to 90 today, so that'll be a nice little break.
Absolutely.
especially since tomorrow's supposed to be a lot hotter. All right. Well, of course, we love talking to you guys every week. And before we get on to our all the stars out there at the shelter, can you just kind of give people an idea of what the hours are right now? Are you guys off appointment now? You're back to regular hours as of right now, correct?
Yes, we are open to the public. We're closed on Mondays, but Tuesday through Sunday, we are open 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And Monday, I'm guessing, is cleaning day, correct?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of cages to clean on those days. So, again, so back to normal hours out there. We're closed on Mondays for cleaning, though. And you guys are also still taking donations, correct, for, like, dog food, cat litter, stuff like that, correct?
Absolutely. We actually are in need of kitty litter right now and puppy chow and kitten. So, yes, always taking donations.
All right. And all you got to do, if you don't want to go in, you can just sit by the front door, just kind of knock and say, hey, we got some stuff here for you. So that, you know, just drop it off there. They will definitely appreciate it, because I can guarantee you, with all those dogs and cats out there, they probably go through it pretty quick. Do they not?
We do. They're hungry little fellas.
They most definitely are. So let's go ahead and get started with the stars out there. And let's go ahead and get it started with the dogs.
All righty. We can do it. We've got, you know, we continue to have a large amount of dogs. We've got some awesome dogs. We have Loki and Thor, the two brothers, both healers. Loki's black and white with the speckles. Like healers, of course, and Thor is white with the black specks or ticks. They are both around 5 months old, roughly 35 pounds, and their adoption fee is $75. That gets them neutered. We have Vancey. Vancey is a terrier mix. She's a larger girl for a terrier mix. She's probably 40 pounds. She's a female, and she is 3 to 4 years old. She's tan with white on her face and on her chest and feet. We have Izzy. Izzy is a lab and pit mix. She's black, really pretty black coat. She's around 2 to 3 years old, female. She's around 50 to 55 pounds. Her adoption fee is $30, and she will be spayed. Somebody sponsored her to get spayed, so that will be taken care of when she does get adopted. We also have Rain. Rain is a lab mix. She's white, very pretty dog, very sweet dog. She had a little bit of a traumatic past, so it's going to take a little bit of time for her to warm up to somebody completely, but she's not super shy.
Right.
She's around 5 years old. She's a female. She's around 45 pounds, and her adoption will be $30. Someone stepped up and paid for her spay as well, and she will be up to date on rabies, too.
All right.
And that's, you know, that's a great thing for people to do if they want to help us and they don't know quite what to do. You can always sponsor an adoption or partially sponsor an adoption, and we'll put that towards the surgery for the animal. So if you have questions about that, reach out to me. I'd be happy to explain that more in detail and give you more information. But back to the dogs, we have Polly. Polly is a little healer mix. She's white. She's a very high energy little girl. She's got the red markings on her head and on her ears, and then she's got ticks, little spots throughout. She's 4 to 5 months old, female, around 30 pounds. Her adoption fee is $75. We have Ambrose and Maximus and Nemo. Nemo, they all came from the same home. They were pretty skinny when they came in. We're thinking that they're collie mixes of sorts. All three boys are black and white. Now, Ambrose is more white than he is black and has black markings, kind of like a Holstein cow. Did I use the right word? Holstein?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not a cow expert.
Yeah, me either. So we'll just go with it.
Yeah. They're 6 months old. They're all three males, and they're about 35 to 40 pounds. Really lanky dogs. They've got long legs, long bodies. All three boys have an adoption fee of $75 a piece. That gets them neutered. And Nemo is the one I call Airplane because of his ears. He sits there and they stick out about 6 inches on each side, like horns, kind of a cute little dog. We have Landry, who's a little bitty pit mix. She's roughly 30 pounds. She's about 5 months old. She's a female, and she's black with white markings on her nose and on her chest. Adoption fee is $75. We have Manny, who's a chocolate lab. Beautiful boy, chocolate lab retriever mix, about 3 years old. And his adoption fee is $30 because he is already neutered. We have Nikki. Nikki is already neutered as well, so he's a $30 adoption. He's about 50 pounds, about 4 years old, and he is a male. He's like a German Shepherd mix with black and tan and white. Ruby is a Pit/Terrier. She's about 5 years old. Really a neat-looking dog. She's brindle, so beautiful color. Sweet dog. $75 adoption fee. We have Lady, who is a hound mix. She's the eye catcher at the shelter. She just kind of sits back in her kennel and watches everything as everybody else is barking and going crazy.
She's the people watcher.
Gorgeous honey colored eyes. She's brown. She's a hound mix, like I said. About 6 months old and about 40 pounds. She has a $75 adoption fee. We have Mousy, who's a little bitty terrier mix. He's about 15 pounds at max. He's about 6 months old. Male, high energy little feller with he's got tan on his body and white. So cool little dog. Then we have Hanky. Someone step up to sponsor Hanky to get a dental. When he came in, he had really bad mass on the back half of his body.
Mm-hmm.
A bad flea infestation. His nails were overgrown. We took care of all of that, and when we looked at his teeth, it was pretty much just brown, caked on brown nastiness. So the ICC Vet Tech program was able to squeeze him in. They cleaned his teeth for us, and we had someone help pay for that. So he is a wire hair terrier. He's about 10, maybe 12 years old. He is a male, and he's about 30 pounds. So he's looking for a comfortable home to take him in and just kind of let him relax.
And he's probably looking and feeling a lot better right now, too.
Yes. Yeah. He wagged his tail for me finally.
Oh, there we go. That's always good to see something that simple that can give you a smile.
Exactly. It makes it all worth it. That's the dog group. I've got several cats. I won't take forever to go through this. I'll go pretty quick. We still have Turtle and Sox. Both are three-year-old males. They are neutered now. SEK Animal Clinic did their cat special, and they were able to squeeze in some of our cats.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Holland did those for free. So we've dropped their adoption fee down to $15. Both, like I said, three-year-old males, Tiger Stripes. Sox has some white on him. We have Hugh and Hay. They are a brother and sister pair. They're about 3 months old. They came in. They were a little feral at first, but they realized that we're the ones giving them food, so they're a little bit
better. They're like, hold on, these are the food people. Let's be nice to them.
Exactly. We get purrs now.
Instead of being mad, it's just a
They're about 3 months old, $30 adoptions on each cat. We have Katri, who is an older female. She's about 6 to 8 years old. She is spayed. She did receive an allergy shot while she was at the vet, and she is a $15 adoption as well. She's yellow and white. Really sweet cat. We have Lacey, who's the two-year-old female, tiger stripes. So she's gray with the black markings, $30 adoption. We have Gigi, who's a long-haired black cat, really pretty, pretty girl. I know I say that about all of them, but she really is. Really pretty black cat, 4 to 4.5 months old. She is a female. Adoption fee is $30. We have Tipsy and Drake, the brother and sister pair, both $30 adoptions. Tipsy is black and white. She's got a black chin and a white nose and cheek. So she's kind of a unique-looking cat, really pretty. And then Drake is the brother. He's a tiger stripe, so he's gray and black. Really a friendly little kitten. Both are about 3.5 months old. Then we have Georgina, Marge, and Celeste. They are sisters. They are all black and white, 3.5 months old, $30 adoption fees. They're actually littermates to Tipsy and Drake. So we have Spook. Spook is a black kitten that is neutered. He's 4.5 months old. He's a male. We have Lays, who is a 4.5 month old black kitten who is neutered as well. He's a $20 adoption fee. Then we have Stouffer. Stouffer is our gray kitten that's 4.5 months old, neutered male, $20 adoption fee. We have Goose, who is an adult cat. He is about 3 years old. He's black with just a little bit of white patch on his neck. He is also neutered, so he is a $20 adoption fee. And then we have a group of 5 kittens that are still available. We call them Henry Snow, Tig, Gage, and Sage. So they're available. They will require a $30 deposit. So it's a $30 adoption fee and a $30 deposit.
Okay.
But we'll get that deposit back after they get fixed. So not a bad situation at all. They're very cute kittens. Then I have 2 more. I have Blake, who is a black or gray kitten. She's got the dark gray and the light gray. She is 3.5 months old, $30 deposit with a $30 adoption fee. And then we have Lenny, who is also a more of a blue, people call him blue. She's a gray male that is 3.5 months old, $30 deposit with a $30 adoption fee. So that's the group. Lots of them.
It sounds like lots of them out there, and all of them looking for that forever home. And if anybody wants to get in contact with you guys, maybe set up an appointment that's maybe a little bit outside of time, but how can they get a hold of you guys?
They are welcome to call the shelter at 620-252-6060. A lot of times we can't answer the phone, so please leave a voicemail. We do check those every morning.
Okay.
We will call you back or message us on our Facebook page, Coffeeville Friends of Animals.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great group out there. So be sure to head on out there. And I know they're ready to find a home, as well as I know a lot of people are looking for animals for homes. So, again, Brad, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. You have a good day.
All right. You have a great day as well. All right. That is the Coffeeville Friends of Animals. So, again, lots of great dogs and cats out there at the shelter. Be sure to go out there and check it out and pick one up. I've always said if my place would let me have one, I would definitely be getting a cat. Love cats. Definitely always been my favorite pets. All right. Right now it is 10:23. We do need to go ahead and take a break, though. When we come back on the other side, we're taking your calls all the way up until 11 o'clock today, as there are no more guests scheduled. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful Thursday morning. We'll be right back. 72 degrees.